Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Future Humans, Inside the Science of Our Continuing Evolution, by Scott Solomon. Narrated by Donald Corin. Introduction. We humans are an odd species. I make that statement as someone who studies insects for a living, so I feel I have some perspective on strange critters. There are far more insects in the world than people, but humans are the only organisms that have come to dominate the Earth so completely. We have found ways to modify our environment to suit our needs, building climate-controlled spaces that allow us to live almost anywhere. We grow our own food, use chemicals to combat diseases, and propel ourselves in machines that allow us to move effortlessly from place to place. We have literally left a mark on our planet that is visible from space, which we know because we have been there and seen so for ourselves. Yet our species has not always been so remarkable. Our ancestors from just 6 million years ago would, if they were alive today, be recognized as just another great ape, much like the chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans that are still among us. In fact, living chimps can trace their lineage back to that same ancestor, but for whatever reason, the intervening 6 million years did not result in nearly as much change for their lineage as it did for ours. To get a sense of just how much has changed along the branch of our family tree that led to the twig we call Homo sapiens, I visited the David H. Koch Hall of Human Origins on the second floor of the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C.